Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Hello to everyone from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here this evening. And with us today, we have back with us life coach Lisa Latimer of New Horizons Job Coaching. And again, we are definitely happy to have her back with us, and she will be discussing very important topics about her and her practice. And to remind our audience, today is Sunday, the 4th of September, 2016. And again, it is a very beautiful evening. I do want to remind our audience today, our interview over here with Lisa will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. You can also find us on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media, or you can go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And you will be able to catch any part of our episode and also our prior episodes over here that we've had with Lisa. So really to get straight into the questioning, because Lisa does have many important topics to discuss today. Lisa, if you could please share with our audience, who exactly is Lisa Latimer?
Sure. And it's a beautiful evening over here in Toronto as well, I just wanted to add.
Okay. We're very happy to have you back with us.
I'm very glad to be back. So I've worked in the human services field for over 25 years. I started off working with children and youth with autism and other multiple exceptionalities, including when I was at school on student placement. Then I switched over to adults with acquired brain injuries and worked with them for a while. In 2009, after a 10-year stint in the acquired brain injury field, I felt I really needed a change. I attended a 4-day workshop on autism in the classroom, and it was on day 4 when they talked about Asperger's. I felt that really resonated with me. I recognized a part of myself in that, and I gained valuable insights into how Asperger's was similar to some of the classic features of autism, yet different. I gained work as an independent contractor and spent 3 years in the classroom working with teenagers who had multiple exceptionalities, including autism. And during the 2009 and 10 year, I was taking an online course to do with natural health so that I could have captivating content for my blogs. During that time, I also rediscovered yoga. I had done yoga like previously in my earlier part of my adulthood. And in 2010, I decided to enroll in the classical yoga program at George Brown College. And it was a 200-hour training course that spread over 11 months. I was very proud of my achievement. As a person with Asperger's, I always felt very disconnected from my body. And here, I was not only practicing yoga, but learning how to teach it to someone else. And we're going to be talking about that tonight as well, getting more into the yoga part as well as the life coaching.
Okay.
I could, I could improve my own health while also helping others at the same time. And I volunteered for a while and also attended a yoga conference at George Brown College in 2012. And it was at that conference that I did yoga demos, role plays, and also a speech. It was a terrific learning experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. We had gurus coming all the way from the Mumbai, India, the Yoga Institute, to teach quite a bit of the philosophy that wasn't covered in the course. But yes, we did not promote ourselves as yoga teachers. And by the summer, I still didn't have paid clients to teach yoga. So I decided to do something different, but not giving up on the idea of teaching yoga, just adding to it. After reading online and talking to friends on Facebook, I decided to enroll in the Coaching Cognition program and the School of Online Business. At the same time, someone in my family got diagnosed with Asperger's, and I started thinking that somehow I can coach people in my field of special needs. I didn't yet have a plan, but my classmates were going to help me formulate one. I spent some time from 2013 to 2016 working with adults who have autism and other diagnoses as well.
Okay, and really, to Lisa, getting into the focus of the life coaching, well, why is life coaching an important part of your business?
In regards to my business, when clients come to me, or even like when they look, even go and look at my website, they don't always know what it is they want. Life coaching is where they may need to begin, and it actually lights helps them light their path. So life coaching is where I help them get clarity and define goals with them. These goals are based on their passions, or at least something that they want to do, and what they can realistically expect from themselves to do. These goals are measurable and come with deadlines. Through this life coaching process, which would typically last for a set number of weeks, usually 12 weeks on average, depending on what the client wants, they may then discover at that point that they want my services as a consultant. For example, the other service that I offer, which is job coaching and consulting. So life coaching covers a broader client base as well. I can do life coaching with adults who have Asperger's, as well as parents, grandparents, and teachers. I can also coach people all over the world, although there may be restrictions due to time zones. But everybody needs coaches. Even expert coaches need coaches.
Yes, and you're definitely right about that. And a quick reminder to our audience, every guest on our show is carefully vetted. And we do this to assure that the guests that we do bring onto our show are the most qualified in the world to help people at the different services that they do offer. So, again, if you are fortunate enough to be able to tune into these shows, to really listen to them and what they do have to offer, again, I do want to remind you that they are one of the best in the world at what they do. Lisa, if you could very quickly share with the audience, how exactly do you conduct your sessions?
Yeah, sure. So I established with them, first of all, that it is an equal partnership. I follow an evidence-based coaching model and work within this coaching model. I have written contracts and forms that a client would fill out on a weekly basis. I use techniques that I have learned based on core competencies. I stick to the ethics and the ethics and guidelines set forth by the ICF, and that is the International Coaching Federation, the ones that apply to me, of course. And the client could also have a copy of these guidelines if they if they ask for them. In fact, usually I volunteer to give them the copy. So I keep the sessions laid back and relaxed, but also structured so that the client gets the most out of his or her sessions. You know how easy it is for people to go off track when you're in a session and we end up losing focus of what it is that they came for. So that's why they have the structure in place. In fact, until you get 2,500 hours of coaching experience, we're actually required to maintain structures in the coaching sessions. And people with Asperger's especially, they love the structure.
And if you could quickly explain to the audience, Lisa, how long are your life coaching sessions?
Well, each individual session is usually about 60 minutes long. But the length of the number of sessions is usually 12 weeks. And why? Well, the first session is for information gathering, getting to know the client. And then the last session is for closure, and part of that closure is discussing the next steps. But then you have 10 sessions in between that the client gets, that they work on whatever issue or even more than one issue that they would like to address. That's about it.
So how do you know when you've been successful as a life coach, Lisa?
There's several actual different criteria that you as a coach you use. Certain checkpoints, even within a single coaching session itself, questions I can ask myself. And again, these are not made up questions. They are structured questions I can ask myself. One thing is to simply ask the client what his or her takeaway was from the session. And then, you know, based on whatever they give me as the answer, I will know whether or not the session has been successful. Was there anything they wanted to address that didn't get addressed? This question needs to be asked early enough on so the coach can actually address it and then and there, depending on the level of importance it is for the client, which needs to be clarified also. And another thing I can do as a coach is simply ask for feedback if the client doesn't voluntarily provide it. Like sometimes they don't even think about providing feedback, so you have to ask for that. Sometimes the client's mood and level of enthusiasm can also be an indicator of success. They're pumped up about their goal. You know, they're happy, they feel themselves moving forward, you know, they're taking the action steps necessary to achieve the goal. But at times, the sessions can also be interspersed with low energy, even apathy. This does not necessarily imply failure, though, on behalf of the coach. Through the discovery process, the client can experience many shifts in both mood and perspective before they take action. And an expanded viewpoint can be seen as success. In fact, this is one of the things coaches look for in the partnership. But the clearest signal of success is when the client follows through on his or her goal and the coach has helped him or her get from where they were when you first started with them to where they want to be.
Yes, and that's exactly what everyone is really looking for. Now, if you could really explain to the audience, Lisa, why is, let's say, commitment or accountability, why are those things so important in a coaching relationship?
Through the discovery process, it will become clear to both the client and the coach what the client really wants, even though it may be scary for them. And a well-known paradox is what is near and dear to a person's heart is also frightening. But committing to an action plan, whether it's very short-term or longer-term, for example, what to include in a well-balanced meal tonight or making a new friend in the next 3 months, is something they want and agreed to. An action plan will never be something imposed upon them by a coach or anyone else. Accountability, which is different. Okay, let me first explain what it means to be accountable by stating what it isn't. It does not mean the coach will criticize the client for not following through on the goal. It means they will explore with the client what got in the way and how to work around the obstacles in whatever form they take. And this could mean also by challenging them on their perspectives. There is a lot of that because there's a lot of hidden perspectives based on hidden beliefs that, you know, the client may not be aware of. So the coach
yes.
has to bring that to light. And accountability is actually an important piece in the coaching relationship, as it has been proven that a client gets clear, measurable results when they have someone they can be accountable to.
Now, really,
otherwise, they might as well just go out and buy a book, you know, and read
yes.
up about it.
Well, sticking to the topic of Asperger's, Lisa, how is coaching people with Asperger's different from the general population?
There are going to be more shifts in energy and mood that clients are not necessarily aware of in the cases of people who have Asperger's. There are going to be times when things are not clear for the client and will need to be explained or phrased in a different, say, less abstract way. This happens with the general population too, but it can happen more frequently with someone who has Asperger's. It can sometimes feel like I don't have their full attention. Their attention fades. As a coach, I would have to know the difference between lack of understanding or low energy. If it is low energy, it is time to suggest breathing exercises with them. Now, of course, this is not something imposed upon them. It's actually agreed upon in advance. Whenever they hit a roadblock, what do you do in that case? Well, you slow down and you take a break and you do something like breathing exercises with them so that they can get re-energized again. Sometimes their medication that they're on can make them feel more tired also, so you've got to be sensitive
yeah.
to that. And sometimes they may also become restless in their seats. Their clothing might be uncomfortable for them. So in this case here, stretching exercises may help. Other times they are simply too overwhelmed. It is important for the coach to get clarification here on what they are overwhelmed with. It's also very important to match their pace and be cognizant of this at all times. And, of course, without being condescending. I may find myself as a coach having them repeat back to me what it is they are committing to.
Yes,
so
I believe that all of that is very important, being on the same page. Now, Lisa, you mentioned something earlier, and I know many people in the audience are interested in this as well. You mentioned yoga. What exactly are the benefits of yoga, and why include them in your services?
Well, the benefits of yoga include things like an increase in core strength. The yoga asanas, or they're postures, also exercises your inner organs, like your heart, lungs, and abdominal organs. It also improves
yes.
functioning of your nervous system and improves circulation throughout your entire body. Yoga can also help reduce things like sugar cravings, which is very common in this population in particular. I include them in my services because the clients I work with need a lot of help with increasing their awareness. It is not uncommon for people with Asperger's to feel disconnected from their bodies, like I did. Yoga helps
yes.
them build a warm, loving relationship with their bodies. They have their bodies become their best friends. So there are also people with Asperger's who have movement disorders, even subtle ones like the positioning of their feet when they walk. Now, yoga can definitely help with that. It is also very common for people with Asperger's to experience high levels of anxiety. Since yoga uses systematic breathing techniques, the result is more oxygen circulating throughout their entire bodies, and it could help them change their perspectives, so the level of anxiety is greatly reduced. My yoga clients will also get some education on anatomy through their experiences of just doing yoga, because I actually focus on the benefits of a particular posture. I'll just simply list like one or two benefits to the postures, and they'll eventually get an understanding of the anatomy involved and from doing yoga.
Yes, and speaking to the topic of yoga, because I know there are many people in the audience that really want to get into yoga, and many people without Asperger's as well, that will you teach yoga to the general population?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can teach yoga at the beginner level privately or in small groups.
So how would you teach? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, go ahead. It's okay.
How would you teach yoga as like a part of your services?
Yes, or separately. There may be people who look on my website, like say a parent of someone with Asperger's is also experiencing anxiety because of what they're going through. They're tackling a lot of this on their own with limited resources. So they're going to experience high levels of stress. So I can see a mom invite other moms in a similar situation, and then they can organize a group, and I will come out to teach a small group. I will also teach just one-to-one yoga as well. So whether someone has Asperger's or not, I can teach them beginner yoga. And it would just focus on the hatha yoga, the physical part of it, not as much the philosophy. Maybe little bits of philosophy thrown in, but overall it's just the physical aspects of yoga.
And if you can really share with the audience, are you flexible really with how you provide your services? How does that work?
Yeah, I decided to make a change with how I'm providing my services. So in the beginning, I had it minimum. If I was going to do it in person, it would be a minimum of 4 hours. But I realized that if they just want yoga as a service, that is not going to be suitable for them. They're just going to want me for just 1 hour. But in that case, it would be more practical to get, you know, more people together so it's worth everybody's time. But, you know, unless they want, and also even if they want just a life coaching session with yoga, it's still going to only be, you know, a couple of hours. So in that case, I'm going to be flexible, and I will come out just for 2 hours. This is just a recent change. I'm doing a trial run. It's not on my website yet. If you want, anyone in the audience wants to have that kind of service, they have to send me a request by filling out the contact form. And then I will see if I can accommodate their request or not. But I highly recommend the yoga before, during, or after a life coaching session. But if they just want it alone, I'm totally cool with that. I could just offer it as a completely separate service to anyone who wants it.
And we have a little under a few minutes left. Lisa, if you could please share with the audience, and I know many people are interested, where can they go to get more information about your life coaching program, your job coaching, the yoga? If you could please share that with the audience.
Yeah, so it's new-horizons-job-coaching.com. www.humanservices.com.
And is there any other method that they would be able to reach out to you?
Well, they can also call me at my cell, 416-230-1878. And the other thing that they could do is they could email me. On my website, there is an email tab that they can click on, and it will, they could just ask some information directly that way.
Okay. And can you please repeat your website one more time?
Yeah, sure. So new-horizons-job-coaching, I know it's long, .com.
And again, to our audience, if you get the opportunity, please reach out to her as soon as possible. Anybody, again, that's dealing with either Asperger's or as a family member that is dealing with this, again, I have to stress to you, we are really bringing to you the best and most qualified people in the world to help you with many of these issues. And also with yoga as well, if you're looking to get into it, she explained, and again, can you explain a few of the benefits of yoga itself?
Yeah, so it definitely has, it strengthens your core. It exercises your internal organs, like your heart, lungs, your abdominals. And it's very good also for your nervous system. It's good for your circulatory system. It's good if you have things like sugar cravings, even other kinds of cravings. It helps you with that. It puts you mentally in a space where you don't feel like you don't need them anymore or less often. It's really, really good for anxiety, preventing anxiety or dealing with anxiety, because I know that like people with Asperger's and parents also of kids and adults with Asperger's, they have also their own anxiety as well. So I know it's very critical to have an outlet to something where they can release that stress, because there's not a whole lot out there in terms of support. It really does feel like you're on your own. Like, you really, it doesn't feel like there's much support out there. And whatever support there is, it's very limited. You have to be so proactive and advocate a lot, and that takes a lot of time and energy and, you know, so.
And it's usually quite costly getting help, you know, to get assistance for issues for people dealing with Asperger's. As far as pricing, is your pricing, again, something that regular people out there can afford?
Oh, yeah. It's very affordable right now. Just, you can take a look at my rates on my website. It's quite affordable. I'm not saying that it's going to necessarily stay exactly like that over an extended period of time, but for now, the prices will stay that low. And now that we're coming into the fall, my calendar is filling up quickly. It's starting to get busy. So, I want to be able to accommodate as many people as I can.
And again, to the audience, please reach out to her as soon as possible, and this way she'll be able to fill you in and really get you involved with her program before it does get filled up. And again, Lisa, it was an honor having you on with us today and really explaining your practice and what it is that you do specialize in. We are so happy to have you speak on this very important issue as far as Asperger's. And again, to anybody out there looking to really improve your health, she does provide yoga as well. Please reach out to her as soon as possible and take that first step. So again, I'm very happy to have everybody join us this evening. And Lisa, it was an honor having you on today.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd love to be here. My pleasure.
And we'll definitely have Lisa back on with us again in the future. Please go to accglobalmedia.com to learn about any future dates and times. So to everyone out there, you have a wonderful evening. And again, to you as well, Lisa, you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye.
Right. Bye.